Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, or the listener, get to know a little bit more about the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. I hope you're well.
I am doing wonderful. How are you? You're sounding a little under the weather there.
Yeah, well, first, it's outstanding to see you. I just returned from number one Bills Drive, Orchard, New York, where I watched the Buffalo Bills play the New England Patriots.
Number one must be the address.
That is right.
Okay.
Number one,
okay,
Bills
just,
Drive.
Just checking.
But they're also number one in their division. But we'll move along. We'll move along.
That was a quick jump.
That's exactly right. We got somebody who we've known for a while today.
Oh, gosh. I don't even, you know, I'm going to be very careful about how long we say we've known each other. Do you want to introduce yourself to everybody? Let them know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Sergeant Steven Stepp, and I supervise Special Victims Unit currently.
Nice. Now, how long have you been with the Newport News Police Department? I think that's safe, right? How long you've been there?
Well, 17 and a half years.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. So how'd you get there? Let's start with what brought you to Newport News Police Department.
Well, it's some type of service was something that I've always wanted to do. It's always been kind of impressed on me in my heart that I wanted to serve in some capacity, whether it was military or law enforcement. But there was always a draw of law enforcement, especially growing up here. Not born here, but raised here, elementary, middle, high school, some college, you know, it's Newport News has been where I've spent most of my life. And, I did a ride along once when I was kind of on the line and I just fell in love with it.
So you said you weren't born in Newport News. Tell us about how you made your way here.
Army brat, born in Hawaii. And then, you know, my dad found himself here and this is where he retired and got out of the military and we stayed.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes, mm-hmm. It does.
Big Pink Hospital? Were you born in the Big Pink Hospital too?
Tripler Army Hospital.
Tripler, yeah. Army. All right. Yep, Army Brats United.
Yeah, my son. My son as well was born there. Small world. So was police work the only thing on your mind? Were you driven towards that kind of that service?
Yeah. Yeah. Watched all the TV shows as a kid after school. You know, world was it? Craziest, wildest police chases, all that stuff.
Cops.
Yeah, I watched all that. It's just, you know, the constant action, the never having the same thing was just such a draw.
So you didn't see yourself as doing the same thing every day?
Right.
A little something different.
Yeah, which kind of suits my adult ADD.
Right, sure, absolutely. So let's back up a little bit because Melissa kind of just grazed it, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure we cover this. Right. You have known Melissa for a very long time. Tell us about that, please.
Oh, wait. Oh, first of all, hold on with the very. Let's slow down with the very.
For a long time.
Long time, yeah. So I've known... Used to call her Missy. Missy in high school
is that right?
We went to Richneck together. We went to Hines Middle School, and we were both Woodside Wolverines.
Really?
Yep.
And how was Melissa as a child?
As a child, probably about the same as you see now.
There it is.
She was always very outgoing.
Perfect.
Always.
Perfect child. Perfect adult.
I don't know if my mom would agree with perfect, but definitely outgoing.
Talker,
I'll give you that.
Mingling. Okay. Knew everybody.
Beautiful. Yep. Very good. So you joined the police department. What year do you come on?
2008.
Okay, 2008. Melissa, what year did you come on?
I got him beat by two. I got here in 06.
A couple of years before you
relax.
And you went to the academy, obviously.
Right.
Did you go to the regional, or were we already our own academy at that point?
We were at Briarfield as a satellite.
A satellite. Yes. Yep. So you graduate from the academy, and on your way you go to the field training officer program.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about the route you took.
So graduated BLE. It's funny, my BLE diploma says 007, so I always thought that was pretty cool.
And BLE is?
Basic law enforcement.
Okay.
And then, like, towards the end of the academy, I kind of made myself like a cop bucket list, right? So in the academy, you get to meet all different types of instructors from different units, different divisions, specialties, and stuff like that. And so at that point, I was like, this is what I want to do long-term. These are my long-term goals. Things like the high-impact patrol. I wanted to become a detective. I wanted to join the tactical team, all that stuff.
And have you fulfilled these goals?
So far, yes.
That's
I've been very fortunate.
Story.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate.
Now, high-impact patrol is what?
It's the HIP unit at the precincts. Kind of just address, you know, whatever issues that precinct is currently experiencing.
Right. Now, have you worked with Sarge before?
So we have not. And the whole time that we've been together, we will work events together.
Right.
We've worked a couple of events together. But my track has been the community side.
Right.
And
right.
He's been one of those, you know.
Operational.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The operations, the tag team. How long have you been on the tag team?
A little over 12 years now.
And our tag team is what some jurisdictions call a SWAT team.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what they do.
So the SWAT team, or the tactical team, as we call it here in Newport News, we do all the high-risk stuff, search warrants, arrest warrants, you know, hostage situations, stuff like that.
Right. So you're called in when things are really looking, that need to be addressed in a certain manner, I guess I should say.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, you and I work together in North Precinct, the mm-hmm. northern part of the city towards James City County, for a while.
Right.
And you were on the high impact patrol. Phenomenal team that you worked with there.
Mm-hmm.
The guys and gals that you worked with as a team. You enjoyed it?
Oh, I loved it. So I started out on Watch 3.
Which is midnight shift.
Midnight shift, yeah, sorry.
No time.
And we, you know, it's the shift, the hours you work, and at that time the rotations of the shifts were different. So you were constantly working with, you know, the sign-off group, which would be, you know, days off. And we got really close, and I really liked that team environment, the camaraderie of it, knowing the same people and just having that trust and holding yourself accountable to each other. And that's what appealed to me about the HIP team, because it's such a close, and it's a smaller unit, and they always work together. They're always in the same situations together. So that was kind of the draw to the HIP team for me. So I really enjoy that, and that's kind of, you know, the trajectory of my career. I wanted to be a part of something like that.
Right.
All the time.
Right. And so eventually you move on to Special Victims Unit.
No. So from the HIP team, I put in for investigations, and at that time you could either go to, you know, narcotics or precinct investigations.
That's right. Okay.
And that would have been, at that time, a department-wide competition for so many seats, whether you go this direction or that direction.
Understood. And so you're currently where within the agency?
Right now, I just got moved, transferred to the Special Victims Unit as a supervisor.
Okay, so that's where you're currently at.
Yes, sir.
So that was on your list?
Not at first. So yeah. I knew I wanted to go there as an investigator.
Okay.
Right.
And I got to do that.
Right.
And then I got talked into kind of putting in for a supervisory role towards the end of that. And that's right then and there, I was like, I want to come back and do this
right.
at some point.
And that division, Melissa, you know this as well, is you speak for the people, the victims. But in that particular unit, you speak for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no greater voice, right? Because you are you're their voice.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
give some form of... And I don't want to use the cliche closure, but that's probably what it is, some relief for the family to know mm-hmm. that justice has been served.
Mm-hmm.
Why that direction? What kind of drove you there?
Well, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do long term and spend a good portion of my career, I wanted to go somewhere, like you said, where, in, you know, my personal opinion, where the victims are, you know, these are real victims of pretty heinous crimes, and you know, our kids are, for the most part, they're the innocence of society, right?
Absolutely.
And can't speak for themselves, they don't have a voice, and so I wanted to do that.
Right. And that, and here we are, and you have fulfilled your dream of becoming a supervisor within the that's amazing. Special people work in that unit.
Yeah, I've
in the 35 years that I was in the agency, I never spent one day working in SVU, and I'm going to tell you the truth, as I told everyone, it was purposeful. That mm-hmm. is a unit that I could not work. If they sent me there, I would do the best I could. Yeah. But as far as a choice, that's one of the divisions that I wouldn't choose to go to because of the heinous crimes. And being a father, and, you know, it's just tough to really do. So I admire you so much, the people that work in SVU so much. I can't even, there aren't words to really put together a sentence that describes how much respect and admiration I have for you.
Appreciate like that. Yeah, it was really, really good group of detectives, investigators, and supervisors. We still talk to this day. We still have a group chat from, you know, some of us have gone different directions and
right.
different agencies, the federal side.
Right.
We all still talk on a regular basis. It's we're pretty tight knit.
That's wonderful. TOU, same, I mean, camaraderie, tactical operations unit. It's that same camaraderie you're right. looking for. So let me ask you this, if you don't mind me asking you this. So have you always been somebody that's driven towards the team environment where you play a role in it, but the bottom line is there's no one person that's more important than that team?
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's mission first, right? Or team first, but above self.
Yes. Yes. And yes. No doubt. So let me ask you, Melissa, how was he as a student?
Listen, I know his wife. He has been the same person that he is today the whole time I've known him. And that is a wonderful person. Yeah. I mean that.
Yeah. And a lot of us are you know, we're grown versions of what we were,
who we were,
not what we were, but who we were as children. So anything else we should know about him, Melissa?
I won't do that to him. I will say that he has a daughter in one of our favorite programs.
Yeah, yeah. Please tell us about that, please.
So my oldest, Addison, she's in YAPC. She's done the, what's the summer camp, the week-long thing that the teens do? And I was like, well, you know, they meet during the school year too. And, you know, it's a good opportunity to kind of go outside your comfort zone and make some friends.
And it's going well.
It's going very well for her. She's been through some stuff. She's seen some stuff. And I think I don't want to be like over dramatic, but I think it's kind of saved her.
Good. Wonderful. And Melissa, tell us a little bit about what YAPC stands for and what it is.
That's our Young Adult Police Commissioners. They're attached to our CYOD, our Community and Youth Outreach Division. They're a group of high school students. When we started, I believe there were four out of each school, one freshman, sophomore, junior, senior from each school. So that gave us 24, six schools,
sounds right.
24 right around there.
Sounds good.
We may have had a jump on every now and again from, you know, different parts of the city, but I think this year they're up to like 40 something
really?
Kids or something insane like that. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're getting kids from everywhere.
So if there's some young folks checking this out, what kind of things do they do?
So every time I turn around, they're out in the community somewhere. They're right. at the walks. They're at the community parades. They're right. hanging on with police officers. They do everything. They
and
go
they
out
do
and
visits.
Do activities and visits, and they feed the homeless, I believe. They're
right.
doing things at the food bank. I know they
yes.
go and do the stuff.
We've
at the food
done
bank,
that with
so,
them. It was
yes,
great. And they even go on the police boat.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, so, yeah, I have pictures.
Yeah, they do operational stuff. Yeah. So she's really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's so good.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. All right, so what else, Melissa? What else can we cover
what
with the good
doing?
Sarge?
So,
he does a little bit of everything.
Back in special victims, with that being such a heavy lift for anybody, what kinds of things are you doing in your off time? You've got to have some things to kind of decompress. So what does Steve do on his day off?
Work City Center.
Touche.
The things I like to enjoy doing as far as like hobbies go, I like to camp. We go down to the Outer Banks a lot, even just for a day trip. Me and my family will take the top and doors off the Jeep and we'll just cruise, hit 12 South and find a place to pull off on the beach and throw a rod out. We do some primitive camping here and there. Not as much lately, but I like to do more. But, you know, as a family, that's how we get away from it all and spend some time outside the city and just kind of decompress.
So you love the outdoors?
I do.
What is primitive camping? I mean, I think I can put the words together to get it. But.
Yeah, so it's we just literally pitch a tent. We've gone up. There's a couple of us here in the police department that we'll off-road together, and we'll take our off-road vehicles or trucks or Jeeps and stuff like that, and we'll head to the mountains. And we'll just find a place, pull off in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the mountains, and pitch our tents. And
wow.
You know, you're eating by fireside and there's no power.
Wow. So it's all about nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. And so you also, I think you missed something, but you're also, I've known you a while, you're very physically active. So you go to the gym, you stay fit. You try to do your very best to stay fit.
Yeah, I do. I think it's important. I think our bodies and our minds, we'll react to things, stress a lot better if we're healthier.
Right.
Mind and body. And so that's important. I will work out. I get up. Well, I've transitioned to getting up early since the kids and you know, the family life kind of occupies the afternoon.
Right.
Sure.
So I've had to make that switch, which was difficult at first to get up extra early and work out. And then when I can, I go for a run in the evenings.
Right, but once your body acclimates, getting up in the morning, you're good. It becomes part of your regular. Yeah, it becomes part of your regular lifestyle. So, running any races lately?
No. That's not, like, I do my 2 mile run and I call it good. You know, if I'm going any further, something's got to be chasing me.
Right, right. Matt, what do you got? Any questions for the good Sarge?
Maybe not Sarge, but you know, the primitive camping. Can we see Captain Tejens or Lieutenant Morgan, you know, trying the primitive camping sometime? I don't know that we've
the definitive answer for me would be absolutely not. I need my hot shower and my hair flat iron. I could
do it for a couple hours.
Oh.
A couple hours.
Dinner by the fireside. I could handle that.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Matt, we good on time? Can we get into the rapid fire questions?
I believe we can.
All right, sounds good. Melissa, would you like to start?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
All right, rapid fire question number one. Hot dog or hamburger?
Neither.
Okay.
I'm allergic.
That's right. There's a meat thing with you, right? I remember that.
Yeah, I have alpha gal.
Yeah.
I cannot consume mammal.
Wow.
I remember that.
It's all from a tick. So it's all fins and feathers. I'll eat a turkey dog or a turkey burger.
Okay.
It's not close to the same.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Wow, fascinating. Okay. All right, favorite movie of all time? Hard to narrow down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's really hard. Off the top of my head, Twister.
Really?
Yeah. So I was fascinated with weather as a kid, too. One of those, you know, offhand dreams was chase tornadoes. So
fascinating.
Yeah, I always thought it would be cool. You know, it kind of fits. Yeah. You know, just adrenaline.
I love it. Yeah, and here you are. This job provides quite the adrenaline rush at times, does it not?
It does. Yes,
yeah,
it does.
There you go. Different job, same adrenaline.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. What is one thing you could eat for a week straight?
Like one thing? Can I go with like a group, like Italian food?
Sure, okay.
I could eat Italian food.
All day long?
Pasta, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't argue that.
I can't either.
I can't argue that. I'm on board.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we meet for lunch, dinner, and breakfast. All right, here we go. Best trip you've ever taken?
I don't know. Every year during Christmas break, day after Christmas to New Year's, we take a family trip down to the Outer Banks to get a beach house. And it's our family's opportunity to kind of do a mental reset, decompress, and, you know, kind of have a fresh start, right, for the year.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So, I like that.
Yeah, so we've been doing it for years. It's a really good family time, and,
right,
you know, it's just, you feel different, right, when you're like, I got a fresh start. I've been able to relax and unwind and just kind of let the old stuff pass.
Right. Well, having said that, you bring up an interesting topic. How do you balance that? Like, how do you balance your work and your family? How do you do that so that you have that time? Because let's be honest, tactical unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
SVU sergeant, you can go in at any second of the day. You could be home, you could be doing your thing. You get activated, you're on your way. There's no choice. You've committed to this. How do you balance that?
Well, I mean, the family's fully supportive. So, you know, that's the important part. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. My wife's amazing with it, with the kids. And they understand. My son thinks it's super cool, you know, and he sees me running out with my stuff on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, man, I got to go out. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I got some things to do. And he sees me with all my gear on running out. I'm like, we're going to spend a lot of time just chilling and waiting.
So they know what you do.
They're on board. They're fully supportive. And it's when I applied here, it was a discussion I had with my wife, and she knew it was a dream. And you know Sarah. Mm-hmm. She's high school with us too.
I love Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have that family.
I have a really
support.
Good support system.
Yeah.
And you know, they understand. And of course I have to make time too. I won't commit to some things and
right.
You know, it's family first.
You figured it out over the years.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a lot of practice in 17
yeah,
years.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. All right. Melissa?
Let's see. Oh, okay. If you could trade places with any fictional character for one day, who would it be and why? Fictional character.
Fictional.
Fictional.
Fictional. I don't really know. I don't really know.
Yeah. That's a fascinating question.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Fictional character.
There's so many ways you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My mind goes straight to Marvel, though. I'm like, which one of the Marvel characters would I want to be for?
Yeah, Captain America would be cool.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, carry the shield.
Yeah, I would like, I'm thinking, I've always been a fan of James Bond.
Yeah.
But I would do the married version of James Bond. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, all right.
That was for Jeff.
I am married to
Absolutely. No, I can go Captain. That's a good one, Marvel. I was a Marvel fan. Watched all the Marvel movies. Captain America.
Yeah, good series.
He carries the shield. I used to carry the shield.
Absolutely. Oh, it makes sense to me.
There you go.
So if there's somebody out there watching this program, they're thinking about law enforcement, you know, they're kind of teetering. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I really have it in my heart, because obviously you have it in your heart. You're a man of service, right? Mm. What do you tell them?
Well, if you have the heart for service, volunteer. You know, you get, because at the end of the day, like, we're all searching for purpose. And, you know, that's my point of view anyways. You know, you're searching for purpose. And I felt like that this was my calling. And when I got the special victims, I'm like, you know, this is where God intended me to be, was here. Right. And I did some good casework up there, some things I'm real proud of, the most fulfilling. Some hard stuff, things I took home that affected me for a while. But if you're looking for purpose, like, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
It's good work to do.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Melissa, we're on a lot of platforms.
We're everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, all the Apple podcast places. Anywhere you get your podcast, you can get us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Sarge. You've proven again, you're an exceptional human being. And I've known you, and if I may, for the record, you're just such an ethical person, a man of integrity. I respect you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you, and I didn't get opportunity to shake your hand the day of your retirement ceremony. I was tied up on a call.
Thank you.
But I wanted to make a point to tell you that, you know, on my list of favorite people in the police department, you're on there, and you always had that encouraging word. Every time we passed each other in the hallway, even if I was having a bad day, you lifted my spirits, because you always had something kind to say.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Cheers, everyone.
Unit 38, that's it.